It is exactly 50 years since Czechoslovakia's great triumph at the World Expo exhibition in Brussels, at which the country won the Best Pavilion Award and many Czech and Slovak artists received special prizes. To recall the Czechoslovak success at Expo 1958, the City Gallery of Prague this week opened an exhibition entitled Brussels Dream. It aims to recreate the famous Czechoslovak exhibition with authentic objects from Expo 58. It also reflects the lifestyle of the early 1960s, marked by the rise of popular culture and affected by the so-called Brussels style. Expo 1958 was the first major international exhibition after the end of World War II. It was conceived as a broad cultural exchange and a celebration of the atomic age, represented by the towering building of Brussels Atomium. For communist Czechoslovakia, it was an opportunity to present itself to the Western world in the best possible light. Judging by the enthusiastic voice of the Belgian reporter who describes the Czechoslovak pavilion, it succeeded in making the best possible impression.
Au pavillon de la Tchécoslovaquie se donne en permanence un spectacle magnifique et original dont je vous ai rapporté, chers amis, un écho sonore.
Daniela Marková is one of the curators of the Brussels Dream exhibition.
50. léta v Československu znamenají poměrně temné období.
The 1950s was a dark period and Expo 58 was one of the first opportunities for the country to open up to the world. For many people, it was literally the first opportunity to travel to the West. But above all, it gave Czechoslovakia the chance to return to the fold of culturally and technically developed countries where it belonged between the two world wars.
One of the lucky Czechs who could travel to the West was Alexej Kusák, an art historian who at that time worked as a reporter for a Czech cultural magazine.
For us, it was a miracle to travel abroad. Indeed, for most Czech journalists, it was the first opportunity to travel to the West. It was a period of cultural liberalization. Artists who were already known but didn't have that many possibilities to present their work could take part at this event. At the center of attention was Jiří Trnka, who presented his film puppets and the country's top glass and china artists. Their work was, of course, linked to the avant-garde period of the First Republic.
The Czechs were praised mainly for their glass, china and textile design, but what was most important was the overall concept of the Czechoslovak pavilion, inspired by stage design. Expo 1958 also saw the first performance of the legendary Laterna Magica, or Magic Lantern Theatre, which used a combination of film projection and dance, sound, light and pantomime in place of words.
Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Je suis ravie de pouvoir vous accueillir ici. Ah, pardon, j'ai tout à fait oublié de vous présenter notre compositeur et musicien.
The Brussels style is typical for its use of pastel colors, various geometrical forms and modern materials such as plastic, metal, glass and concrete. I asked Michal Froněk, designer and the man behind the overall visual concept of the 2008 exhibition, to what extent it affected him and what it means to him.
For me, that period is very soft and roundish, so we also use for our display system kind of roundish podiums and cabinets. So it's kind of soft exhibition, and all objects are, you know, hanging in the space.
Hanging in the space, you mean that they are very sort of light?
Yeah, in that time, Czech design tried to follow Italian trends, and in that time, the objects were really, really light. 60s were really, really light.
What about the colors?
It was really colorful time.
Mr. Froněk also pointed out some of his favorite objects at the exhibition.
There is one of the most important objects for that period, I mean Expo 1958, and it was famous coffee and tea set by Jaroslav Ježek. And it was designed from China, from porcelain, and it has really characteristic decorative colors and shapes. So it's, for me, very, very typical.
This is a complete living room set with a sofa and a coffee table. So when was this made?
Actually, that was designed for 12th Triennale in Milano. In that time, we got really a lot of prizes for furniture, and there's one of the most beautiful here on the exhibition, and that's Miroslav Navratil, a chair which has a laminated body and wooden legs, and the whole composition is really futuristic, and I think in that time, Czech design was quite important in the European field of design.
Expo 1958 aroused a huge wave of interest in lifestyle and design in Czechoslovakia. But to what extent did the Czechoslovak exhibition in Brussels reflect the reality of communist Czechoslovakia? And how many Czechs or Slovaks really owned the objects exhibited at the expo?
Tak samozřejmě zdaleka to realitě neodpovídalo.
Of course the exhibition didn't reflect reality. It presented a model of an ideal society. It was like a fairy tale or a dream, which partly explains the title of our exhibition. Even the most common objects presented at the expo, such as shoes and furniture, were only prototypes that were never produced, not even in the years following the exhibition. Therefore, people tried to make things themselves, but the forms slightly changed in the process. So what you see are often bizarre homemade objects combining the old and the new. This is what many people recall when you say Brussels style.
Pro mnoho lidí je dnes synonymem stylu Brusel.
The Czechoslovak presence at the expo in Brussels was indeed like a dream, but unfortunately a rather short-lived one. For a while, Czechoslovakia opened its doors to the world and basked in the unexpected glory, only to close itself up again, living a dreary life behind the Iron Curtain for the next 30 years. The Brussels Dream exhibition is accompanied by various events that illustrate the lifestyle and culture of the turn of the 1950s and 1960s, including fashion shows, film screenings and music performances. The exhibition at the City Gallery Prague will remain open until the end of September. It will then move to the Moravian Gallery in Brno.